Chapter 20. Cindy was in her office at the Chronicle, writing a short follow-up piece on the indictment of Brianna Hill for the Criminal Justice Calendar section of the paper, when she got a Google alert about Mark Christopher. She clicked on the page and saw that the article she had written after yesterday's lunch at McBain's had spawned countless other articles. As it got picked up, the story was doing a fast and good job of blanketing the internet. The first story on the Google list had a thumbnail of a previously unpublished photo of the alleged rape victim, Mark Christopher. The photo of Christopher showed him in his prep school football uniform, holding his helmet under his arm, grinning widely. It looked like a yearbook shot. Cindy scrolled down the page, reading the lead paragraph of the news stories, thinking that this topic of woman-on-man rape was more explosive than she had expected. It had equal billing with a contentious election, a horrific Category 4 hurricane in Florida, and a devastating terrorist attack in the Middle East. It was as if they were celebrities. Even as Cindy scrolled down the Google list, new stories about Mark Christopher were being added to the queue, crossing the country, jumping the pond. The subject of female-on-male rape was controversial for sure. She went back to the story she had posted on her crime blog and skimmed the new comments. Opinions ranged from the assertion that men couldn't be raped, to the dismissal that women who were charged with rape were lying, to the outlier opinion that women had been raping men for centuries and the men had never been believed. Cindy grabbed her phone and speed-dialed Yuki. Yuki picked up, said,
"Please, only good news, Cindy. I'm swamped with phone calls, emails, inter-office mail. It's just crazy. I called to tell you that this Mark Christopher case has struck a nerve," Cindy said. "I'm surprised."
Yuki said,
"Me too. If this doesn't die down, I wonder about finding an unbiased jury. I'm worried that the defense will ask for a change of venue."
"Yeah," said Cindy, "calling all people who live under rocks."
Yuki laughed and said,
"That's not funny."
She laughed again.
"Thanks for giving me the redundant heads up."
The two friends said their goodbyes. Cindy's computer rang out with each new alert until she turned off the sound.